Okay, what next? So we've renamed the podcast, or got a name for the podcast. I decided to go with the same one as the blog because it fits, and this whole journey will be us trying to become adults, and in that process there'll always be something to do next. So, okay, what next is what we're going to stick with. Today I'm going to be talking about getting started and why I've decided to do this podcast. Well, yeah, kind of why I've decided to do it, but why now and not, like, wait any longer. So I was listening to Matt Diavella's podcast, The Ground Up Show, while I was doing my washing up. And basically his podcast, all of his guests are creatives, mostly filmmakers, but a lot of them also have podcasts. So they would talk about their production processes and the lessons that they've learned and all stuff like that. So episode 89 was the one that I was listening to today, and they were talking about imposter syndrome. That was the name of the episode. And he had on these two guys called Josh and Tommy, who have a podcast called The Daily Talk Show. And so given by the title, you can tell that they upload daily. And they were talking about their client work that they do for filming and how in the beginning, obviously when you don't really know what you're doing, but you know you can, like, you can believe in your talents and potential, but other people might not. So you just have to take the jobs and sink or swim. And in the setting of you being in the professional environment, or even me now doing this podcast, like, I'm sat here with my mic and I'm recording, and I'm not a podcaster. Like, I don't see myself as that yet. It's the same with the blog as well. Like, I'm not a blogger, I just have a blog. It's two completely different things. But they're basically saying that if you just put it out there and just get going, the imposter syndrome soon wears off. Like, it's there to begin with. But it's the same when you start anything new. Like, when you start going to the gym, you don't quite fit in because, like, it's not, you don't feel at home there. It's not where you're meant to be. So same with this podcast. Like, I don't really feel like I belong here, but hopefully once I start, like, putting a few more out there. Like, at the moment, I feel like I've got nothing to say. And that's not the case. Like, I do have things to say, but I just don't know what. Like, this whole thing of find your niche and double down. And, like, I don't know why you guys are listening. And I reckon this will be one of those old episodes that once I hopefully blow up and get the following, people will go back and listen to and be like, oh my God, this is what she used to be like. Yeah, this is me. So not everything you start is perfect to begin with. What's that saying? It's like you don't have... Wait, what is it? Not practice makes perfect. You don't have to be perfect to start with, but you have to start to be perfect. That's, I think that's the one. So yeah, another thing that I got from Matt's podcast today was that the guys who do the daily talk show said that their first 20, 25 episodes, they just put them out there. They were just wanting to get into the swing of recording and, like, getting to grips with the equipment and new tech, just like all that stuff. All the, like, barriers to entry, you'd think of anything that was scary, just anything like that, just get it done and make sure they were good, and then started telling people about it. And that's kind of what we're doing here now. So I'm going to be uploading daily episodes, and eventually they won't be shit. I mean, we're not there yet. This is only my third recording, but we're getting it out there. And the final thing we got from it was about consistency. So they were saying how if you let yourself slip and go out of the habit of uploading every day early on, then when it comes down to it further down the line, you're not going to bother to upload every day because you'd let yourself not do it. It's like, I guess it's kind of being able to hold yourself to account, even though no one's listening, just know that that's what you do. Like, I know that I upload this podcast every day now, and hopefully it'll start to pick up. And when I've got guests on and when I've got busy weeks, I'll pre-record, but there will be a daily upload. And I feel like if you let yourself slip early on when no one's listening, when people do start listening and you've got more people, it'll just become overwhelming because you're not used to doing it. You're used to being able to slack off. So that's one thing. So consistency. So I'm going to finish off there for today. Big shout out to Matt and Josh and Tommy for episode 89 of The Ground Up Show, because that's the whole reason that I've pushed myself to get this out there. So thank you guys. And tomorrow I think I'm going to talk a bit more about Gary Vee and how he's motivated me to get started with this stuff. So yeah, if you don't know who Gary Vee is, or you do know and want to see what I think about him, come back tomorrow. Bye guys. So another thing that we were talking about, that I realised that me just getting all these out there now without triple thinking about it all, is it's related to that. So scaling it down. So when you start on big projects, you often like get ahead of yourself and think, right, so here's me with this podcast. I'm like, right, I'm doing a podcast. I need to be filming it. I need this amazing camera. I need this software. And you just like hype it up, and you just need to calm the fuck down and just not do the bare minimum, but just minimalize the process. So for them, they were talking about when they're recording doing big projects with big budgets, and like they should sit there and be like, action, and like start doing this and doing that. And it's like, there's no need. Everything can always be edited, and the final product will not show whether you've done that or not. So that's just adding another layer and another like facade and more hype to it. And it just stresses you out. And like, so it made me think, like, the whole reason I've not started this earlier was because I was anxious. And I was anxious because I was making it into something bigger than it actually is. Like, in reality, all I'm doing now is I'm sat here with my laptop and my mic, and I'm just recording. That's it. Like, I'd rather have recorded in the morning so you can't hear the market packing down. But like, just like, oh, sounds so cheesy, but like, just do it and start, and then build up from there rather than go the other way around. Like, there's no point starting with all this kit you don't know how to use. There's no point telling yourself this, that, and the other needs to happen, because you don't even know how to. Like, everyone starts somewhere, and you starting at the bottom, you can always work your way up. So I'm going to finish off there for today. Thanks to Matt Diavella and Josh and Tommy from the, what's it called? From the dailytalkshow.com for doing that podcast, The Ground Up Show. I encourage you all to go and listen to The Ground Up Show. It's fucking incredible. Like, every single one of them has helped me. And I'm not a filmmaker. I'm not a creative yet. But, I mean, we've got a podcast out of it, haven't we? So it's not too bad. But yeah, I want to ask that if you guys can leave a rating or some constructive comments, criticisms, words, just things, just, you know, help me out a bit, give me some direction with this, be nice. But yeah, the next podcast in relation to this will be one about Gary Vee. Won't be tomorrow's, probably be one for next week. Maybe I'll pick a influencer a week. Maybe that'll be a thing. See, I don't want to commit to like doing weekly things at this stage because they might not happen. But I do really want to do one on Gary Vee. So that'll be on its way soon. So subscribe or hit whatever, follow, you know, just make sure you get an alert so you can come back next time, and hopefully it'll be a lot less awkward. Have a good day. Bye.